Last thing I want to ask you about is the next generation of trials. They're going to evaluate patients in this situation. We've already talked about a couple of trials that are important out there. And now that these initial trials with trastuzumab have been reported, we're looking at other possibilities to try to salvage the people who are still relapsing. One that appears to be moving forward, but with the NSABP and the BCRG groups moving together, would be to look at the TCH regimen that we just talked about, the docetaxel carboplatin trastuzumab alone or with bevacizumab. And we talked about bevacizumab in the HER2 negative situation. What do we know about bevacizumab in the HER2 positive situation? And what do you think about this study?
It's again another permutation, and I don't know how it's going to end up. The UCLA group has reported that it's feasible. They combine trastuzumab with bevacizumab, and there's no untoward toxicity beyond what one would expect with either drug alone. There was activity. It's small numbers. It's an unclear area, and it's an unclear area because it also depends upon how large a tumor spheroid do you need to get this vessel effect. In other words, if it's only very microscopic disease, perhaps we don't need to use an anti-angiogenesis drug. We need to use something else. On the other hand, if you have a prominent clinically apparent disease where you have large tumor bulk greater than 0.5 centimeters or something of that size, then you do need. Judith Folkman's work over the last 30 years has shown that you can have small deposits of tumor that do not have a particular blood supply, then undergo a genetic change, a mutation, become angiogenic, and at that time not only become more aggressive, but that would be more of what we would think of using bevacizumab for that point. The other area that you didn't mention I think really is sort of important is that there was a lot of criticism of drug development and that no drugs are coming out, but the tyrosine kinase inhibitors, not only in breast cancer and other areas, are now hitting the clinic. And these also would be another adjunct that we will add. The next intergroup study for breast adjuvant HER2 positives, for example, is going to look at lapatinib and whether or not to combine it with trastuzumab or to use it independently. And that we're going to have a lot of other drugs that potentially can perturb these pathways at different points. And that's sort of analogous what happened with antibiotics, that antibiotics such as trimethoprim sulfur perturb a significant folic acid pathway, for example.